In Bahrain, the Interior Ministry has threatened legal action against anyone planning to take part in an anti-government rally on Friday. The public security chief announced the ministry's total ban on the anti-regime protests planned by some political parties. Tariq Hassan Al-Hassan claimed that the rally has nothing to do with exercising the freedom of expression as guaranteed by law. Meanwhile, Bahrain's main opposition group Al-Wifaq has criticized the decision and called on Bahrainis to turn out for the protest. The rally is due to be held between the Al-Day and Bilad Al-Qadim villages in the north. The Persian Gulf Kingdom has been witnessing frequent demonstrations since the early 2011, despite the regime's severe crackdowns. Well, we're going to cross over to London. Joining us is Sayed Ahmed Al-Wada'i, human rights activist, to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, Tariq Hassan Al-Hassan has claimed that this rally planned for Friday has nothing to do with exercising the freedom of expression. How do you respond to that?
I think I would respond to the statements which was released about 3 days ago from the UN. 47 countries have signed that statement, and clearly it's stated that Bahrain should, it's Bahrain being considered as one of those countries of a serious concern, especially about the ongoing abuses, ongoing human rights abuses, including the rights of gathering and freedom of assembly. So I think maybe Mr. Tariq is challenging those 47 countries and saying something that they don't agree with. The same message was delivered by the European Parliament yesterday, a clear statement by them that Bahrain should respect the freedom of assembly. So, I mean, I think he kind of just conflict with what the European Parliament, with Geneva recommendation as well. So what he's saying is totally just misleading.
Indeed. And looking at the actions of the Bahraini regime over the past few weeks and months, do you think that the situation, as many point out in Bahrain, is regressing when it comes to human rights?
To be honest, I mean, for the past 1 month, we have seen a deteriorating situation, especially with the human rights records. I mean, we have recorded so many incidents of house raids, ongoing arrests on the streets, checkpoints everywhere. So the situation, more or less, is on a daily basis being deteriorating by all means. The continuation of the systematic torture, I mean, there has been so many evidence of people being tortured inside official buildings. For instance, the CID building, we have one blogger, Mohammed Hassan, and the photographer Hussein Hubeir, which are right now in the CID since last night. And especially in that building, there has been so many testimonies that how people were severely tortured inside that building. Torture, by the meaning of torture, it means including the usage of hose beating or the electric shocks. It's even to extend of sexual abuses. So it's extremely horrific what those people have been facing. So the last 2 months, I would say, the situation has been increasingly deteriorating.
All right. That was Sayed Ahmed Al-Wada'i, human rights activist, joining us via Skype from London. Mr. Al-Wada'i, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.